Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. And it is Thursday night, 1/28/2021. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. And I'm going to tell you what. You're starting to see this all over the place. All over the place. And if you desire not to get the kill shot, if you desire not to get the kill vax, if you even say it's made in China, when we know it's made partially by Fauci, and now they even deny that, but all that was documented. Fauci gave $3 million NIH grant, and they had a non-denial denial. And the non-denial denial, and he gave it to the Wuhan lab people. Gave it to the Wuhan lab, who were working inside the United States, allegedly with Fauci and some NIH people, University of North Carolina people, probably some U.S. Aramid, out of Maryland there. And they were working on it, allegedly, as you recall, Fauci gave $3 million. They were trying to engineer it and add on a portion of the HIV virus. To the SARS virus. This wasn't any polecat bit the bat and all that crap in the lab or in the wet market. It's a bioengineered weapon. But now if you even say any of that, then you're misinformed and it is a false narrative. Bah, 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 bah. You see, they've destroyed the freedom of speech. They're destroying freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press. And they want to come and take your guns. Did you hear the reference? Did you hear the reference? Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. And that is these people in the Luciferian Red China Joe Commissar Kamala group, including Hound Dog. Hey, Hound Dog. Hound Dog Carrie, why don't you go ride a bike and get rid of your airplane, piece of crap? Or are you going to cut yourself on the rail of your boat and say that was a Purple Heart and report it to get your Purple Heart and then come back and go against the war and against your brethren? Now, I'm not always for war, okay? But that's what that guy did. And then after Senator Hines, who back in the day of Clinton, Billy Clinton, you see, he died in one of those mysterious plane crashes during the Clinton Chronicles years, you know, during the Whitewater years, during the time when all kinds of people who were ready to tattletale on the Clintons or who were investigating the Clintons just happened to have airplanes fall out of the sky. And then people like Kerry, you see, people like the old Hound Dog, then it muzzled right up to the billionaires with alright, married right in. And oh yeah, he's all for windmills and wind turbines and everything right outside your Jersey Shore, right outside your Florida landscape or your California, you know, home on the beach or your Gulf Coast. But, oh, he wasn't for them when they were going to be right out in front of his house, you know. This stuff is just getting really weird and wild and it's crazy. And we're in the time of the wild weasel. And I've been telling you about it for years. I've also been telling you about this early on. Early on, I was telling you about how this virus came and it was released back in October. Now all that's come out, all right? But I'm going to tell you what. Fauci allegedly was involved along with others, and Fauci did give the grant. But here is the cute little way they do it. A non-denial denial. Fauci never created the, he didn't participate with the Wuhan lab in creating COVID-19. That's right, he didn't, okay? But what he did do was give them a grant, and we're participating in putting on or grafting on, allegedly, a portion of the HIV virus, just like Dr. Gardner Nicholson told me years ago about the Gulf War illness. That when he found out about the Gulf War illness, Dr. Gardner Nicholson used to be head of the MD Anderson Cancer Clinic until the Bush family ran him out because he was starting to shed light on just exactly where some of that Gulf War illness came from. Because what he found out, and this ties into this, what he found out back then, his daughter was a helicopter pilot, very brave, in the Gulf War, first Gulf War, Gulf War One. And she was pulling special ops people back into the deep backwater areas of Iraq. And they were SEALs and Delta and different people were taking out the Scuds, okay? Taking out the Scud missiles. Blowing them, all right? The Scuds had some of that crap in them. Chemical, biological weapons and stuff in their warheads. And they also, stuff was on fire everywhere. Warehouses full of the crap. But anyway, Garth Nicholson's daughter came back, and Garth and Nancy Nicholson, I believe her name was Nancy, Garth's wife, they were in the top 20 mycologists and microbiologists on the planet. And Garth was the head of MD Anderson Cancer Clinic in Houston. But you see that deal, you got to track that deal back, allegedly, to somebody called, on a lab called Ibrahim Barbuti from Libya, and allegedly James Baker III, allegedly, owned that lab back then that produced something biologically, chemically, and they put it in with, allegedly put it in with Prussian blue, and worked it against the cheek builder mask, the M16 cheek builder mask, and then knowingly, a high percentage, and I mean a high percentage, of the mop, so-called mop gear that was issued to the troops, they issued it anyway, but a so-called high percentage of the mop gear had pinholes all over it. But then the Prussian blue was able to go in and filter through the mask filters. So using them little cheek filler masks and all that crap instead of using a proper M95 or something like that. So back then, Dr. Garth said that he and his wife and their dog got it when the daughter came back from the war. They caught the Gulf War illness. So they went right to work in their labs to find out what it was. And Dr. Garth said back then, that stuff, the Gulf War illness, contained about 40 or 42% of the genetic envelope of HIV. And he said it was the part that made it easy to catch, that it would coax the cell, and it appeared like a real nice person, the cell next door, or somebody knocking on the door of the good cell saying, oh, you know, let us in. Let us in, you know, we're nice people. And then once you get in, ha-ha, we've got you with the HIV, you see. That was the portion of letting it in. But he also found, now get this, he also found a transmissible cancer in some cases of it. Transmissible cancer in some cases of it. Now, if you recall, Dr. Garth, not necessarily specifically under cancer, but with the Gulf War illness, he was using and prescribed doxycycline. Doxycycline. Now, isn't it interestingly enough, as we come around Robin, that an Australian doctor, what is, I believe his name, Thomas Barodi, B-O-R, Barodi, I believe, Thomas Barodi wanted to treat patients down in Australia with the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, protocol with the zinc, but apparently was precluded from doing so because of all of the so-called Trump controversy about the hydroxychloroquine, and it didn't work, and blah, blah, blah. Well, we do know that it works, particularly if early on, if it's used with the Z-Pak and the zinc. And if you threw a little vitamin D3 in there to start with, maybe you wouldn't have got it so bad in the first place. But he was precluded from that, allegedly. And if I'm reading and listening to the videotapes of him speaking and being interviewed about it, and the thousands of cases he's treated in Australia, particularly even people in nursing homes and retirement communities, older patients, and he's treated them with, quote-unquote, allegedly treated them with ivermectin. Ivermectin and doxycycline. The ivermectin is something that has been approved in the past for use in people by the FDA for certain parasites and worms and that kind of thing, eye parasites and what have you. You can look it up. But he says that he uses it, and it comes in a tube, and the tube has got like hash marks or grid marks on it, and that at the tube, then each one of those is for like a 50 pounds, supposedly used for horses and horse health, and it doesn't require a prescription to buy it. And it says for oral use in horses only, contents that will treat up to 1,250 pounds in body weight. Ivermectin paste. It's a apple-flavored 1.87% anthelmintic and botulinum. But he's used it with the doxycycline to treat in Australia, COVID-19 cases with good success. And apparently they take enough for one dose. And apparently in the lab studies and all of that. Let's see, I can do better than that. Let me see here. Let's see what I got. I've got a... Let's see. This was out of Natural News. Mike Adams. It's an article. It was dated April 5, 2020. It says, breakthrough, single dose of common agricultural drug ivermectin found to essentially eliminate all viral material of COVID-19 coronavirus within 48 hours. That's an article. And it goes on to cite a study. Goes on to cite a study, you see. FDA-approved drug. And it's from the journal, I believe, of the Antiviral Research magazine or column or whatever. And it was called drug ivermectin, FDA-approved drug ivermectin inhibits replication of SARS-CoV-2 in vitro. Okay? And here it says, we report that ivermectin, FDA-approved and antiparasitic, previously shown to have had broad-spectrum antiviral activity in vitro, is an inhibitor of the causative virus SARS COV2 with a single addition to VIRO8 SLAM cells 2 hours post-infection with SARS-CoV-2 able to effect a 5,000-fold reduction in viral RNA at 48 hours. Ivermectin therefore warrants further investigation for possible benefits in humans. Okay? So that's the study right there. Now, according to the published study, ivermectin is known to inhibit the growth or the replication of simian virus 40, SV40, which was placed into polio vaccines for many years in the United States. You know, I've talked to you about that, you know? Also, according to the published study, ivermectin is known to inhibit the replication of dengue virus, West Nile virus, Venezuelan equine encephalitis virus, influenza, and pseudorabies virus. Now, that's very interesting. Very, very interesting study right there. And so I'll tell you what. What I did for research purposes for myself, just in case my horse caught the COVID, you know, I went out to a particular tractor supplies company, a TSC store. A lot of people have TSC, Farm and Fleet, other different farm and feed stores, wherever you live. And on the shelf in the equine or the horse area, as they call it, you know, I think I chose a particular brand. There were five or six different brands, boxes full of them up there for the horses. Apple flavored horse health and horse health products probably made in the USA. All right. And they were $6.99 a tube. And each one would treat a 1,250-pound horse, okay? So if you had a 200-pound horse, I guess you would use the markdown markoffs for that, all right? Or if you had a 150-pound colt or something like that, I guess you would use enough marks or hash marks on the tube, and you lock it in and then push the paste out. I've seen video from a doctor in Fort Worth who is African-American, either a doctor or a vet, and he's talked about it. He says he just puts it in his hand and licks it or puts it into water, all right, apple flavored. So that's something right there. You can also, I know that there's also in a lot of same type of feed stores in different places or online, you know, the fish sometimes need doxycycline. Fish and birds need doxycycline. And that kind of stuff. So I would suggest that for your fish and your horse health, you might look up some of these articles for research purposes only, and then take advantage of it before, you know, you have to do something else. Because I'll tell you, with the number of people dying from this vaccine, particularly older people, and it's great that older people die, because then you get them off of the Medicare roll so that they can put on the illegal aliens. Oh, the undocumented migrants. Oh, the undocumented travelers of the world who have a right to go anywhere they want and to go across over any border at any time. Okay? So Red China Joe, who stole the show, and Sun got 1.45 billion from the Chinese bank, don't you know? So they say, allegedly. And now all of that's in the hands of a Delaware U.S. attorney. Oh, that'll really go somewhere, won't it? Really go somewhere. And then I wrote a little thing, a cute little thing. This is satire. Yellen, Blinken, Mayorkas, and Hunter That's got to be a new Chinese Communist Party lawyer firm, doesn't it? Yellen, Blinken, Mayorkas, and Hunter. New CCP lawyer firm, doesn't it sound like to you? Also interesting that Yellen got money from the parent that is head of Robinhood, this trading platform where the Main Street went after Wall Street. And Wall Street's really mad because Main Street banded together and to get the stocks that those people were shorting, huge shorts, and they did a bull raid on the shorts. But the bull raid on the shorts, of course, that was done on Reddit. And that was done on Reddit and with probably anti-Semitic stuff, okay? Probably anti-Semitic words, and probably Trump was involved, and probably the white supremacists were involved, you see. Bull crap, horse hockey, bull Shiite. But Yellen, apparently, old Yeller Beller there, she, a former Federal Reserve, now Treasury Secretary, she just magically worked for the parent company that owns the Robinhood. And then, of course, after the Main Street bulls, the small guys, the little guys went up and ate the shorts lunch on Wall Street, the big hedge funds, who got really mad because somebody interrupted their game that allows them to make billions. And then they got private islands, private jets, and all that crap, you see. They ain't worried about the COVID. Their kids go to private school. If they want the vaccine, they've already bought the vaccine, probably directly from the back door of one of these companies that makes it. Just put another, you know, well, here's a couple hundred thousand. Give me a vial, and my doctor here will administer it as we go down to Patagonia or to out in Montana or Sun Valley or down there in New Zealand or wherever you might want to be, and we'll go to our little, shelter. Probably have a 10,000 square foot underground bomb shelter, you know what I'm saying? For a bug out. And they have their own doctors, their own vet. Well, anyway, those boys got real mad. So you've had the big run-up on GameStop, and then there were AMG, Nokia, different BlackBerry, different things. And they were eating the lunch of the shorts. Well, lo and behold, Robin Hood and a couple others, Schwab and everything, stopped allowing trading in those shares. Oh, the hedge fund guys could trade them, but the Robin Hood people and the Main Street people, they couldn't trade them, which meant then that they were not allowed to get their money out. This morning, or yesterday evening, or this morning, their trades were not allowed. However, they allowed the trades of the hedge funds. So I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to make an observation here. Don't play the game of the trading, because Yellen, Blinken, Mayorkas, and Hunter, and those that claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis. Oh, where we heard that? Nimrod and Semiramis. Nimrod was one of those hybrids, you see, from the fallen angels and that kind of stuff, all right, with mankind and from the daughters of, and then Semiramis was one of the daughters, one of the fallen, one of the Anunnaki. And they were basically the founders of black magic on the planet. working for Lucifer. And the people that claim descendancy, allegedly, the family that claims descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis, another name for Semiramis might be Lilith. But let's just say Semiramis and Nimrod, that allegedly the family that claims descendancy for them is the Rothschild family. So the Rothschild family, who is now, you know, all involved, how they're telling you that the QAnon and this and that and the other, they talk bad about the Jews, anti-Semitic. Well, the Rothschild family claims descendancy from the black magicians, from those who created black magic and were Luciferian, and are nominally Jewish descent, but they do not claim to be Jewish, and they practice, in their own practicing, they practice Luciferianism. So, that's the Rothschild family, and another one of their favorite sons died in a kind of an odd thing, too early. Just like another one had died too early in Paris, who allegedly strangled himself on a towel from a towel rack. Back in, what was it, the Ritz Hotel? Back, I don't know, was that the 80s, the early 90s? But it all had to do with the infighting with the inside their family and who controlled the whole shooting match. England or France, you had the five arrows. Frankfurt, Vienna, Rome, Paris, London, okay? So did Yellen, Blinken, Mayorkas, and Hunter, did that firm then step in and prevent the small guys from getting their money out so they lose their stuff and then allows the shorts to come back today and then knock the price way back down again? Although some got out, apparently, allegedly a Korean group got out and made $1 billion in about 2 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks. On GameStop. So don't play that, but what you can play, and which is a good idea, because it's always worth its weight in gold or in silver or in platinum or palladium. And I'm going to tee off in platinum and palladium here in a second with some stuff from Deep Background, okay? But anyway, why don't you buy physical, not the market, not the futures market, but buy physical gold, physical silver, physical platinum, physical palladium. You got a friend of yours, Brother Steve Quayle, be glad to provide it to you. You call Steve Quayle at Renaissance Precious Metals, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Either talk to Steve or Tyler, his son, or Daryl, his tremendously good long-time manager, or Steve himself. 406-586-4840. When you call him, you tell him Old Hawk sent you, and he sent you to get you some gold or some silver. Now, Steve would tell you that if you don't have your other preps done yet, like long-term food storage, like water purification and filtration and storage, firearms, ammunition, which are hard to come by, very hard to find them. Either one now, very few guns left either now, too. 5 or 6 million already sold this month. But get you some silver, get you some gold, some platinum, some palladium. And why would you say, talk to you platinum, palladium, what about gold? So get what you want. Talk to Steve about it. But I'm going to tell you something. I heard from a little bird, you know. No, I didn't hear from a little bird, but I heard from somebody in the deep background talking about how there's a lot of buzz about cold fusion. Again, inside the DARPA-like world and the intelligence world and the above top secret military world. Pons and Fleischman did the cold fusion, and, you know, we had a movie about all of that, too, didn't we? With Val Kilmer and the good-looking girl who was the doctor and all that stuff, you know? But be that as it may, it was called The Saint, and then there was the subplot was about cold fusion actually did work. But they're talking about it, and that, as I recall, is a reaction between palladium and platinum rods in a certain solution, and the reaction of those two with whatever they're putting them in there causes cold fusion. Low cost, unlimited supply of energy. Okay? In the past, I've told you how E-DARPA had been working on hot fusion. And they had perfected that, and that with the hot fusion, which they suppressed, of course, the hot fusion, they figured out that they could develop something that would cost about $200,000. And if they did that, they could fuel the entire city forever on the fusion, which is safer than doing it with the fission, you see. Doing it within the reactors and stuff the way we do it now. But on the other hand, if you go back from that to Nikola Tesla, and I've known people who did Tesla experiments in their high school back in the day in the 60s, and they were so advanced with what they were doing that Dr. Edwin Teller came to visit them at the high school science fair and also at the graduation. And then would see them later on down the line, you see, and talk with them and tell them about the truth, about the core realities of the world that really as they are. So, ladies and gentlemen, instead of playing in the markets, playing footsie with the big boys and maybe winning a round or two, maybe acing them out on a round or two of golf, but then they cheat and have the rule judges rule everything that you do incorrect and then tell you that you cannot play the game on the next hole, all right, or the next two holes. And so then you lose enough that you can't ever get back in the game. Or it's just like the big tech says you can't speak on Facebook or Twitter. This, and if you go over to Parler, we're going to destroy Parler. You go somewhere else from Parler, we'll destroy that too. And even the negotiator, the head negotiator, Peter Navarro for Trump, excellent negotiator in the trade deals with China. He's been banned from Twitter, you see, for telling false stories about the Chinese. So you got a new law firm, allegedly, satirically, Yellen, Blinken, Mayorkas, and Hunter, working allegedly for the Chinese Communist Party. And then that brings us to, what is his name, Governor Dukey? Duke or a Ducey or what? Oh, he's like a dookie stick, right? He like poops it out his backside, is what we tell you. He was the one that immediately, you know, even in spite of all the evidence that was presented in Arizona, he certified the results against Trump. And then it turns out, you see, that... It turns out, you see, that good old Ducey, or Dukey, it turns out that he is now on the most favored list of the Red Chinese. Dave Hodges, I guess, wrote an article, today, led by Arizona Governor Doug Dookie, Dookie, Poopy Stookie, Dookie Deuce. The Republican Governors Association is committing treason against the people of the United States. Very interesting article. And he says America is an occupied country. Arizona in particular is under direct control through the Arizona Governor's Office of Communist China. The actions, Hodges says, of the governor, Doug Dookie Pyle, have not put not only his state at risk, but he is threatening the viability of resources and undermining national defense. Dookie drew the ire of President Donald Trump when he certified the state's fraud-riddled election results on November 30th. The governor may be no friend of the president, but he is most assuredly considered a pal by Red China. Has been listed as a friendly, quote-unquote, in a Chinese think tank's ranking of all 50 government. Added towards China. Arizona has a huge water shortage. However, listen to this, people. That did not stop Governor Doug Dookie Pyle from giving away part of our water rights to China. He's keen on selling our nation's precious water resources to the thirsty Asian giant as well. The more one kicks over this rock, the worse it gets. In 2015, Dookie Pyle heralded the opening of the Arizona branch office, allegedly for Aviage Systems, a joint aviation venture firm between General Electric and Aviation Industry Corporation, AVIC, of China. This would be the first Aviage, first branch located inside the U.S. from an Arizona Commerce Authority release. And apparently he sold some of the water rights over to them. AVIC is a state-owned conglomerate of the Red Chinese with 100-plus subsidiaries, 450,000 employees. And the Trump administration in June put AVIC on the list of companies it said were controlled or owned by the China's People Liberation Army. The firm also runs a civilian business that makes airliners and private jets, some built with parts made by joint ventures of American companies. Okay? Stars and Stripes chilling details how AVIC allegedly is building China's war machine. Anyway, if you were to look and look at a thing, that's why I was working on the new communist Chinese Communist Party law firm, allegedly and satirically, Yellen, Blinken, Mayorkas, and Hunter. Of course, Hunter got $1.45 billion, allegedly, but that'll never see the light of day with a Delaware dadgum U.S. attorney. Isn't Biden from Delaware? And, oh, tomorrow they're tossing it out into the mix to throw you a little bone. That Clyde Smith, the FBI junior-level attorney who sort of fudged the FISA warrants, didn't he? Uh-oh. Well, he'll be sentenced tomorrow. And what a Bull Durham's first big Bull Durham's prosecuting cases. What about Strzok, Page, Orr, Baker, Rosenstein, McCabe, Comey? What about them? Bullshit, Bull Durham. What about them? And what about your Robert Johnson, William P. Barr, the same guy that was the cleaner for the Clintons and all the people down in Arkansas for the CIA? They just wrapped up and ragtagged and slow-pedaled and didn't do jack diddly squat with what we knew to be multiple felonies in a commission of a coup d'etat against President Trump by Comey, by the CIA Brennan, by Clapper, allegedly, and all of the different people involved. Rosenstein, Strzok, Page, Baker, the Orr family. And Hillary Clinton, who bought the thing, bought the fake dossier and all of the stuff that we went through for 4 years. Can you imagine what Trump would have done if he could have gone back when and gone on to and continued on and he got to have done infrastructure instead of the COVID that was brought on and used as the thing and the plague to come on and be put it on all over the world, be it China. But Fauci allegedly did give $3 million grant to the Wuhan lab. They were working on this stuff in America. During the Obama administration, a law was passed in Congress saying that bioresearchers, genetic researchers, could not bioengineer the worst case scenario of viruses or bacteriological infections. They could not reverse engineer those to then see what the worst case would be so they can develop drugs for them. They thought that that was bad because that's what happened back during the so-called swine flu in the bottom Biden and the Obama administration. And you see, back then also, allegedly, the Leap family, allegedly, they were involved up there with creating a new bird-type flu, allegedly, maybe out of a lab in Alberta, where out there in the duck blinds and out there in the marshes and what have you, not that far from Lethbridge or Calgary, and not too far from the old Smoky trucks where they were in lager. Well, you see, that was a new bird-type flu in the geese. And then you see all this stuff go on. Then you see back in about, what was it, 205, 206? 207, I think it was about 205 or 6 when I first started reporting to you about the Red Chinese military teams, bioweapons-type teams, down at Berea, Kentucky, where they have a lot of caves in the Cumberland Gap, you know, in that area down in there. And they were playing with bat guano, you see, and all kind of stuff, allegedly. And how the person that saw them was a pretty tough old boy from the old school, you know, river pirate, you know. And his spouse were there on a vacation, and he spotted them in a little, these white vans, sitting in the back, cuddled up on little benches on either side. And they had their khaki pants, tennis shoes, and t-shirts or whatever. And then their officers were bringing them sack lunches from the restaurant, McDonald's, or wherever it was, and handing them in to them. They were Red Chinese military. And then, don't you know, the guy I know gave him a hard-eyed blue water navy look, you know, like real strong, like, you know. And the Chinese security man didn't like that. So as this tremendous veteran, as fast they go up, they go and check in, and they go up to the, on the elevator, the upper floor. Well, there's the Red Chinese Kung Fu Joe ready to go after him. So the old river pirate said to the wife, you go on inside, you know, I'm going to handle this sucker right here. Well, there was something in the gleam of the eye of the Blue Water Navy man who had other duties and training as well. Above that, no such activities. But the Chinese backed out of the deal. But the next day, they go back to their abode, to their home, and they've caught something. It was an upper respiratory infection. You get this? Back about 206, upper respiratory infection that sent the river pirate into the hospital and almost died. And that he and his wife that had that stuff for about 2 months or 3 months. I also recall back at that time period, the brother Quayle had an upper respiratory infection, Steve Quayle did, that lasted over a month or more with him back then. And then a lot of people in the United States were getting this stuff. So they were releasing something back then, too. And then now they've got Red China Joe as the president. And he says in the open mic says, I don't know what I'm signing here. And then you hear somebody say, sign it anyway. Okay. I've also heard from some people, I can't verify completely, but you need to look for it sometime, is that they're, once we talk about it, you won't see that again, but apparently his double, the Biden double, yes, people, presidents have doubles. I don't know about Trump, but I can tell you that George W. Bush had more than one. You remember the one where his eyes were too close together, or they were kind of a little goopy, you know? Whether they be cut-faced people, or whether, like Churchill had back in his day, or whether they be in Hitler's day the same way, or whether they be clones. Remember there was the golden, shimmering, golden-skinned Osama bin Laden, remember? His last vestige image, other than the one in Pakistan. But the clone, apparently, or the double, allegedly, of the Biden double. Biden's right-handed and signs stuff right-handed. Apparently, there's one guy that's forgotten and signs left-handed. Anyway, something to look for. You probably won't see it now. But thanks to the tip, the person who gave me the tip on that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me take a minute right here and just say this. Lord Jesus, I need for you, with all the people praying tonight, Lord, I need you to go and visit my brother Ronald. Go to visit Ronald, and Ronald has a growth in the small intestine. About the size of a lemon, they say. Lord Jesus, will you go to him right now? Will you touch Ronald? Will you touch him right now, Lord Jesus? And remove and shrink that and remove it from him and restore him to optimum health, Lord Jesus. He is on your side as a fan of yours, Lord. And I pray that you'll be a fan of his and provide him a medical miracle immediately, Lord Jesus. Go to him right now, Lord Jesus. And touch him. And to the Nunamakers, our wonderful missionaries in Indochina, okay, in Indochine, who we try to get the Bibles out to, and they give the Bibles and the songbooks to the Montagnard tribes of various nations. David W. Newmaker, let's pray again for their son in a southern United States southern hospital. Lord Jesus, go to the son of the Nunamakers. You know where he is, Lord Jesus, because you've already touched him. Lord, he's been able to get up and start to walk a little bit. And my lands, he starts to walk, and he's starting to get the things going back in. Lord, let's touch him again. One more time, Lord. We ask in your name, Lord Jesus, to touch the son of the Nunamakers in that hospital in the southern United States. One more time, Lord Jesus. And restore him back to health from his stroke. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you something else here real quick. There was that nitrogen leak in Georgia in the poultry district, and which is their main poultry regional district there, or where it's the center of it for all the poultry business in Georgia. Now, it's kind of interesting. I put 2 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 together on this. Connect the dots from the chatter, right? No. Because it's highly evident. Nitrogen leak and it injures hundreds of people, you see. Well, how does something like that go on? It's unusual. And apparently, I don't know, apparently I think some may have died. But anyway, at least 100 people were feeling terrible effects, upper respiratory and problems breathing from the nitrogen. Too much nitrogen in the air. Well, isn't it interesting that the former Secretary of Agriculture might have been involved with the company? What was his name? Purdue? Didn't the Purdue family have a competing to the Tyson family? Didn't they have a competing large chicken enterprise in Georgia? And wasn't there also then a senator that got beat and probably stolen the election again from him too? By the Red Chinese China Joe crowd? You know, I'll tell you, while we're at it, that would be a nice little shot across the bow, and that tells me that the Red Chinese, now and again, even though they threw them out of Houston, and all the people in the Houston area, and all the people in Texas, where we've got Texas lawmaker Kyle Biederman submits a bill in the Texas state legislature to put it on the ballot that Texas can secede, which it was their right when they became a state of the United States. A state is a country, by the way. If you look at Black's Law Dictionary, a state is a country, and the United States are individual countries, in a sense, individual states which have combined into the United States. But when Texas came on, allegedly, if they decided to back out of the statehood or to secede, they could split into three separate entities. Three separate entities at the time. So at the same time, you see, I would look forward to, you've had a hit back now at the Purdue family, the former Secretary of Agriculture, who may have been involved in negotiating strong and hard against some of the Chinese hog problems, you see, and poultry problems, etc., that the Red Chinese who went in and bought, allegedly, a company, allegedly, that controlled 10 or 12 of the largest pork-producing entities in the United States, allegedly, didn't they buy Smithfield hams or something like that? And weren't there about 10, 11 other brands involved with that that the Red Chinese bought to come in and to dominate the hog market and the food supply? Well, now, you see, we're having a threat against the food supply, against the poultry industry. We've got the threats against the, by the President of the United States. You know what? I heard the Western Association of, you know, like oil and gas, they're suing Biden, by the way, and the federal government is suing Biden for his executive order. And apparently immediately on the Western lands, where there are leases and stuff, just on the Western lands in Wyoming and Colorado and, New Mexico and Texas and various places, Arizona, wherever it is, all the different places, on the federal lands, Utah maybe, that there's up to not just 10,000 on the XL pipeline, but there's up to about 58,000 people that Biden fired by doing what he did, okay? Now, that's just in the Western lands. That doesn't count the Gulf of Mexico or off of California or off of the East Coast or wherever. That doesn't count anybody there. And, oh, Hound Dog, who, you know, remember, he, Hound Dog, go ride your bike. You wrecked it once over there in France and about nailed you. Don't you think that you ought to get rid of your jet, go back to bicycle riding? Get one of those electric ones, you know? You don't have to pedal then, man. But the thing is that if you included all the people in the Gulf of Mexico and all that stuff, that's a lot more than 58,000. Plus your ally Canada, which we're all going to be good with the allies, right? In Alberta. So what China Joe has done has thrown back the dominance, the energy dominance under President Trump, that he solidified it by what he did to make the United States the largest producer of oil and natural gas on the planet. And what Biden is doing is threatening not just those thousands of jobs, but in the oil and gas industry, threatening 10.3 million people who work in the United States. Don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. If you can help Old Hawk, please. Mighty men and women of valor. Strike blows against the enemy. Use your weapon. You got a silver bug up there, don't you? You got the silver disc. The MF captured a silver disc. I believe that's been a pack, man. What they're looking at down below, tiny microwave and electromagnetic warfare going against the Indians. That ain't no great. I know this tradition. Can't buddy, taking the book, I have the optic ghost. Road track. Listen to your daddy, your mama. Take care of you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord keep protecting us all evil.